Leo M. Frank again heads B'nai B'rith. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, the 24th of September, 1913, page 18, column 3. From Cell and Tower Man, Con Dem to Hang operates affairs of organization. Leo M. Frank has been re-elected president for another year of the local branch of the B'nai B'rith, the Jewish charitable organization. Other officers elected for the ensuing year are Arthur Heyman, law partner of Hugh M. Dorsey, Frank's prosecutor, vice president, Milton Klein, monitor, Dr. B. Wildauer, treasurer, and B. Kaufman, warden. The secretary of the organization is not elected at the same time with the other officers, and Sam P. Kronheim remains in the position. Frank was named to head for another term the order, which is said to be the most important of all Hebrew organizations, not only after he was arrested and charged with the murder of Mary Fagan, but after he had been convicted of the crime and sentenced to death. The action of the local branch of the order, which is composed of more than 500 of the most prominent Jews in Atlanta, is regarded as a remarkable demonstration of the fact that the conviction of Frank's friends in his innocence has not been at all shaken by the verdict of the 12 men who listened for more than a month to the evidence in the case. Frank, who has been sentenced to be hanged on October 10th, but whose execution is certain to be stayed at least for many months, is said to be not only conducting the affairs of the B'nai B'rith from his cell in the tower, but is also said to be supervising to a certain extent the affairs of the National Pencil Company, of which he is superintendent. The amendment to the motion for a new trial for Frank is being prepared by Luther Z. Rosser, his leading counsel, and it is expected will be filed within the next week. It is then extremely probable that Solicitor Dorsey will on October 4th ask for a postponement of the hearing of the motion, on the ground that he has not been given sufficient time to study the contentions of the defense. Should Frank's motion for a new trial, when it is finally heard, be denied, then the case will be appealed to the Supreme Court, and there is little probability of its finally being disposed of during the next 6 months. Page 18, column 5, nominates Dunhu for Atlanta Mayor Pensacola, FLA, SEPTA, 22, 1913, editor. The Journal, reading the Journal, after an absence of nearly 3 months is like getting a letter from home. What pleased me most was the article about Paul Donahue. May I have the pleasure of nominating him to be the next mayor of Atlanta? He is clean through and through, and his capabilities are beyond question. Yours truly, G.W. Heimbaugh.